the Beeline News. This is George.
And this is Almia. Today's headlines are further news about the senior learning unit, the debating team, the new student arriving at Bel Air, and the student leaving Bel Air.
Today, I'll be giving you more action-packed info about delays in moving into the senior learning unit. The reason for the delays is due to carpeting matters, because it takes a while. I repeat, a while. Handing over to you, Zelmia.
Thanks, George. The Bel Air debating team did a debate on the 25th of July against Newtown. Newtown won by 2 points. Overall, we think that the debating team did really well.
Dee from China has just arrived from Bel Air and is selling really well. Dee has a special background and can speak a whole different language. We would like it if you see him to be really nice to him and very welcoming.
Thanks, George. James Nolan has left Senior A to go live in Perth because his dad got a job offer. We said goodbye to him last Friday, but we miss him really much.
Tune in next time for more action-packed info in Bel Air News.
Hi, this is Kelsey.
Jess and
Dee.
We're doing plays of the week.
Our contestants are Nikki, Tom and Adam.
The first clue is a population. It is 11 million.
The second clue is it is in the Northern Hemisphere.
And the third clue is that it starts with C and it ends with A.
What do you think the place is, Tom?
Canada.
What do you think the place is, Nikki?
I think it is Colombia.
What do you think the place is, Adam?
California.
Tom, your answer was incorrect.
Nikki, your answer was wrong. Adam, your answer was wrong.
The place was... Cuba!
Thanks for listening to Place of the Week.
See you next time.
Hi, this is Holly and Marty here, here to do the personality of the week. This week we're interviewing Lydia, cousin of Robbie Joey and Chanel Vickery from Northern Ireland. Here to ask her a few questions. Say hi, Lydia.
Hi.
Lydia, why did you and your family choose to come to Australia?
Well, my family's always wanted to come to Australia, and my dad decided we would get our visas. Whenever we were accepted, we just went.
What are some of the main differences between Northern Ireland and Australia?
I find out that your winter's hotter and your grass seems to sometimes go brine, where back home there you could have lots and lots of green grass and there's more trees about.
Have you tried any Australian foods yet?
I tried Vegemite and I think that is disgusting. That's the only one that I've tried yet.
Did you expect anything of Australia that didn't happen, such as kangaroos in the street?
No, I didn't expect that. I expected your grass to be all brown. I thought it wouldn't be as green as winter. And yeah.
And that was Personality of the Week. See you next time.
Hi, welcome to Fact of the Week. I'm Gabby, and this is Trent.
Hi. Today we are going to tell you facts that we're hopeful that you haven't already know.
This is my favourite one. Did you know that you are more likely to be attacked by a cow than a shark? That's really, really weird.
Here's another. Did you know that sharks have been around for over 300 million years? How long is that?
And the average age for a female cow to have their first calf is 2 years old. I wouldn't like to have a child when I was 2.
That's all that we have for today. Thanks for listening to the Fact of the Week.
This is Megan.
Hey!
We're Greta Sound here and our contestants are Hannah, Trent and Gabby.
Hi!
What up?
What about me?
This is the sound.
Hannah, what do you think the sound is?
Piece of paper waving.
A duck flapping its wings.
Trent?
Someone punching a punching bag.
Gabby,
you are not so close.
And Trent,
you are not so close either.
Hannah, you are right. It was a piece of laminated paper being waved.
Thanks for listening to Sound of the Week.
Hi, I'm J-Baz, and I'm doing the Texic, and I'm doing it on Encarta Kids 2006. First you go to Start, then All Programs. After that you go to Student Software, then click on Microsoft Student, then click on Microsoft Encarta Kids 2006. When you are in, you click on the topic you want to find out about. Like, for example, let's say you want to find out about the solar system. You would click on Science, then Space, and then click on what you want to find out. Another way is to do a search. All you do is go to the search bar up the top of your screen, and then type in what you want to find out. Then press Search, and then click on the topic you want to find out. Now you have partly learned how to use Microsoft Encarta Kids 2006. This is J-Baz on the TechSec.